now. Actually, in fact, you know, talking about being in good form, mums who listen to their favourite songs during labour feel less pain, a study says, and they are happier mums. They're also said to be less likely to suffer from postnatal depression than those without music. Mothers who played songs rated their pain as 3.3 out of 10, compared to 5.4 out of 10 for those that didn't listen to music. And 8 days after labour, new mums who had listened to their favourite tracks were also much less likely to be shown any signs of depression. So you'll be a much happier mum, and in the same thing, I suppose baby will be much happier as well, if you listen to your songs while you're in labour. So what we want to know is, did you? Does it work? Have you got any stories about when you were in labour? What music did you play? And did it help? Do you reckon it helped? Did you actually have a sort of a playlist, a labour playlist, that you had ready to go on your iPhone or CD that you burnt up or you got your partner to sort out for you? What was it? What did you listen to when you were given birth? That's what I want to know. And did it help? So let's put together a sort of a labour playlist. Might be handy if somebody's just gone in the next couple of days. Give us a shout at 1850 715 922. You could be lying in bed at the moment, in hospital, preparing. And if so, text us 51552. You might have your songs all ready to go. Or you can give us to us. What about hashtag labour pain songs? Yeah, at Colm Hayes 2FM. Hashtag labour pain songs. What are they? We'd love to hear from you. And the one that we think is most suitable, or the story that works best, we'll get you a €250 gift card from Centra to help brighten up your Monday. You could use that as well as a labour song. Forget you. And you could sing the rude version of it, the version that we're not allowed to play. That might help, because I'd say it's a lot of anger, a lot of pain, a lot of anger, a lot of rage maybe at that moment in time. Or is there? How would I know? That's because we're asking to text us in or give us a call, 1850 715 922. There's quite a few coming in on Twitter. The one song, of course, that everyone is talking about is Salt-N-Pepa's Push It. Salt-N-Pepa's Push It would be a funny song. I wish I listened to music when I was in labour. Oh, okay. Colm, I reckon Salt-N-Pepa's Push It, now that's a labour song. Or the theme from The Exodus. What? My birth music included the first time I ever saw your face. Ah, and then you saw your son's face. Wow. What about another so good song would be Jump Around from House of Pain? That would be... is it better? Well, let's go to the audience and decide. Is it better to have a driving heavy metal track, a rapping song, crazy disco music, or soft and gentle? Carol, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, what did you listen to when you were in labour?
I had planned on listening to hypnobirthing, to very calming, gentle music for it, but it just happened. I can't remember why, but we didn't get that on. But the radio was playing. So right. We ended up, just as my son was born, Puck or Buila came on the radio.
Puck or Buila?
Yeah.
Were you listening to radio in a Gaeltacht there or something?
No, he was born down in Cork in the University Maternity Hospital. Fantastic hospital.
Yeah.
And it must have been one of the Cork radio stations that one of their midwives just put on. And that was just as he was born. Puck or Buila was...
Puck or Buila.
And at the end, when he was born, there was about 10 different doctors in the room and nurses and the whole factor. And I was oblivious to all of them. But I just remember hearing that clear out just as he was born, just at the moment.
Now, was this, again, because there was times when there used to be hospital radio. Was it the radio inside the sort of the hospital?
No, I assume it was, you know, County Sounder 96 or one of those. It was just, because I love having the radio on anyway. And I just asked the midwife, because they have radios in all the labour rooms down in Cork. And I just asked her, I said, could we just put on the music? So we were listening to whatever one it was, and I can't remember what station it was, but it must have been one of the Cork ones.
That'd be Neil Prendeville down there playing Puck or Buila, isn't it? Huh? It's his favourite song.
Possibly at 11:30 in the morning.
I've heard him sing that on aeroplanes even.
break it up.
I love it. Does it help listening to music?
I think it does. I have music on the whole time. My poor husband, it breaks his heart, because I have every radio in the house on.
Yeah.
And it's a bungalow, so we've got 4 or 5 rooms. And I just love having music on, and I think it helps. For my second daughter, I had planned the same thing on having music and everything, but she was a bit of a rush job, so
right.
She was born in the emergency room, so she was she never got the music. But again, I don't think it's affected her.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a good one. That's an odd one, Puck or Buila. All right, Carol. Listen, thanks for that.
No problem. Enjoy the morning.
See you now. Bye bye, Jennifer.
Hi, Colin.
How are you?
Not too bad.
What were you listening to?
I was listening to Elbow.
Elbow.
Yeah.
Good song. That, well, good band. But is it on a day like this, or was it the whole album?
It was the whole album, Seldom Seen Kid. I really, really like that album, and just gives you something else to focus on when you're listening to music. No, at the very end, I couldn't tell you what was playing because I wasn't really listening to it at that stage. It comes to a stage where you have to focus on something else other than the music.
It comes to a stage where you have to focus on pushing, I suppose.
Exactly. So, yeah, but yeah. In the build up to the main event, it definitely helps. And I'm due again in April, and I'll definitely be bringing music with me.
And is it because it sort of diverts your attention? I suppose that's probably one of the most scariest moments in a woman's life, and one of the happiest, but at the start, probably the scariest moment just before you give birth.
Yeah, your life is about to change forever, not mind the pain and the trauma of what you're going through, but it's also a mental thing. Like, you know, one minute you're there and you're a person on your own with your partner, and in the next minute it's all going to change and there's going to be somebody else and you're going to come three people. So yeah. I definitely found that having the music to focus on coming up. Now, I suppose it depends. If you're not into music, obviously it's not going to work for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you like music, and if you find relief in music anyway,
it'll work.
Yeah.
What's your first thought when the baby's born?
Relief.
Relief.
Definite relief that the person is actually here.
Yeah.
And that everything's okay, and 10 fingers and 10 toes and all that. And
so that's it. It's just that.
And then it's just joy. It's just a burst of joy then after that, and disbelief.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. something that I'll never get to feel. You know, well, there you go.
You must have some idea of what it was like, though.
Well, I do, and I was there on both occasions, and I think it's similar emotions for a man, but in a different way. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's different ways that we experience it. All right, yeah, I like that elbow. All right, Jennifer, thanks for that.
Thanks, Colin.
Bye, Barbara.
Yeah, hiya, Colin.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What were you listening to?
Well, unfortunately, the radio was on in the labour ward, and just as I delivered my son, the song Torn by Natalie Imbruglia came on.
Ooh.
So it wasn't a very good omen, but
no.
we sort of had to laugh afterwards.
Yeah.
It was quite apt.
And when as you're giving birth, are you listening to it? Do you hear it? I mean,
Well, it was sort of in the background, but then, you know, once the job was done and it was still playing, and I had to have a little bit more treatment, I thought it was very apt.
So do you think music helps women when they're giving birth?
Well, I think it's good because it's a good distraction from the pain, and it sort of makes you focus on something else, even if it's just for a few seconds.
Yeah.
And you know, some people, I mean, I love music, so it was funny that time anyway, because he was a big baby and it was quite apt.
Okay. Natalie and Bruglia, Torn. Thanks for that one. All right, Barbara, listen, thanks for the call.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Rona.
Hi.
Hi, Rona, how are you?
I'm good.
This wasn't too long ago, was it?
No, it was in September.
September, okay. You're in the Labour ward, and did you bring music in?
No, I was in the University Hospital in Cork, so they just have a radio in the corner.
Right, okay.
And I don't even know, was it a radio station or a CD or what was it?
Yeah.
But the only two songs that I remember them playing was Katy Perry, You're Going to Hear Me Roar, and then Avicii, Wake Me Up When It's All Over.
Oh, really? That's sort of unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I told a lot of people afterwards, and I think they all thought I was joking.
And that's, again, do you focus on the music, or is it just helping?
I did on those two songs, because I thought it was quite... that's to be fair,
for what you're going through. Katy Perry, You're Gonna Hear Me Roar. That actually is a good song for giving birth, I think.
And I think the fact that it was on the radio nearly every day.
Yeah.
For weeks afterwards.
Love it. All right, Rona, listen, thanks for that.
All right, thanks.
Hiya, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Colin?
I'm not too bad. What were you listening to?
Okay, this is going to sound absolutely mental, and I'm sure you're going to get some calls about this song, but it was Mary McCabe, Maniac 2000.
That's just a banging tune, isn't it?
It is, like, literally, it was so distracting, and I had it planned to bring in with me, and we had the CD player, and we had the batteries and the CD player, and there's a guy actually in Sligo, in the record room in Sligo, ordered the CD especially for me. So he had a play in for me.
And did you, I mean, when it's playing, are you, not that you can really sing along to it, but are you banging along to it or just, where's your focus?
During my pregnancy, the baby, he wasn't really kicking an awful lot, my little fella. And then that song came on randomly at work one day and he went done 90 in my belly. So we had the song during our pregnancy and it was a bit of my pregnancy song as well. And
yeah.
Then I literally thought, right, we're going to get this over really, really quickly. We're going to have this play and he'd come out of me quickly. And it kind of had me laughing a little bit during labour and it kind of made it a bit fun birthing partner and myself. And it was brilliant. I know it sounds absolutely mental, but it was absolutely brilliant. And I remember, so when it was back in 2006 as well. It wasn't like it was a new song either.
Yeah, well.
Okay,
so that's Mark McKay Maniac. He liked to hear that, actually. I can tell him that now that he helped give birth. Listen, thanks, Fiona.
No problem. Cheers,
see
Karen.
Bye. Sue Ellen, how are you? Are you there? Sue Ellen O'Halloran, how are you? No. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, Colm. How are you?
Not too bad at all. We'll try and get Sue Ellen. She disappeared there. Okay, what did you listen to?
Well, a little bit different than your other listeners. I was listening to a hypnosis CD.
Yeah.
It's called The Mungen Method. It was a CD that went with a book by Marie Mungen, and it's deep relaxation, and it's a program called Hypnobirthing.
Right.
So I definitely couldn't have been listening to music or Maniac 2000.
So what is it? Is it a series of noises, or is it speech? Is it voice?
It's speech, it's voice, and Marie Mungen talks to you, and you know the I first heard about the book about 5 or 6 years ago when I was pregnant with my first daughter, and I looked into it. I was saying to your reporter, your researcher, that I bought it from Amazon. It's a book that I suppose retrains your brain to teach you that you're well able to, you know, a woman's body is built to give birth and that it shouldn't be a painful experience. Because I'd spoken, like you hear, people are very, you know, quick to tell their horror stories.
Yeah.
And I've heard so many horror stories, and I said, this can't be the way it is for every woman. And I knew that women had been giving birth. So many women have been giving birth with no pain relief for years and years and years. And my sister's sister-in-law had used a similar program, and she recommended that I try it. So I went on the internet, found this book, and watched a couple of YouTube videos of women that had used the book. And I was amazed because they were giving birth and they weren't screaming and roaring. They were kind of groaning and seemed quite comfortable. And I thought, right, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
So I bought the book and listened to it, and it retrains your brain.
Yeah.
And you listen to affirmations, you do the relaxation exercises, you know, once a day or twice a day if you have time. You listen to the CD, and then when you go into labour, you listen to the CD. And really, for me, it worked amazing, because I just listened to the CD and everything went perfectly. I mean, I was to your researcher, I couldn't say I was in pain.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I was perfectly calm and quiet, really, until the baby's head was coming, and that was really it, you know?
Wow, okay, that's interesting. So you would highly recommend the Mungen Method?
Yeah.
Sort of hypnosis. All right, not exactly House of Pain jump around, but there you go, worked for you. Thanks, Sharon. Have I got Sue Ellen?
You do, Colm. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm excited, one, for being on the radio, and two, Garth Brooks is coming to Ireland.
Well, we're hearing, but it hasn't been officially announced yet.
So I've been on every website looking for details, and I'm listening. I'm glued to the radio station.
Yeah, it's no official announcement yet, but we'll see. We'll see what we can do before 1 o'clock.
Excellent.
Now, what were you listening to?
Now, I was actually listening to Michael Jackson, You Are Not Alone. And I had that on my iPod, and I must have played this over and over about 100 times. And I've lost track after that. And I have to say, the only two lines that ring in my head still to this day, because I sing it to Connor, who was born after 18 hours, and finally I had to have a C-section. Two lines out of that song, I sing to him every night before he goes to bed, and that is, "You are not alone." Now, I'm not a good singer. I am here with you. Those two two lines. I'm always singing to him.
Okay, Sue Ellen, I don't know if you'll be doing support for the big announcement, but listen, thanks for the call.
Well, it's no problem. Thanks very much.
See you now. Bye. Okay, David.
Hi, Colin. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Actually, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, tell me about your music.
Yeah, my wife, when she was pregnant, she asked me would I make up a playlist on her iPhone.
Yeah.
Because she read that playing music, you know, it helps the development of the fetus and things.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you know, she's not really big into music herself, so I thought the best thing to do was make up kind of like a Disney playlist.
Right.
So all the usual suspects are in there, but one of my favourite dance tunes of all time is in there as well, from Madagascar. Real to Real, I Like to Move It.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So as my wife, Angie, was developing, you know, moving on in her pregnancy, and you could see the baby starting to move and stuff in her tummy, we used to put on Real to Real, I Like to Move It, and she noticed that the baby moved an awful lot. So we thought the baby really liked the song, and I was going, brilliant. The baby likes the song. One of my favourite songs. So our daughter, Lee, was born 2 weeks premature.
Yeah.
And she was taken away from us and put in an incubator, and she was crying, and we were there beside her. Yeah. And we asked the midwife, any chance we could put the iPad into the incubator, would you mind, because it might suit her, we were playing music all through the pregnancy. She said, yeah, no problem, do it. So we put it in there, and it was, I don't know, it was Elton John or something came on, you know, one of those Disney things. And Lee just calmed down completely.
Wow.
Calmed down, relaxed completely. Real to Real came on. The child nearly had convulsions. She hates the song, is what we discovered. We actually thought she liked it. Ah. And we were playing all the way through the pregnancy. And when she was kicking and things, you could actually see movement in my wife's belly.
Yeah.
It was...
She was trying to hit the stop button.
Yeah, and we actually went to Madagascar, one of the more recent films there.
Yeah.
And it was only when we sat down in it, we kind of went, oh God, I hope they don't play the song in it, because she'd probably kick off in the cinema. But as it happened, there was a version of it in it, but it didn't affect her now. And we don't think it affects her now as much as what it did. But she definitely hated the song, absolutely hated it. So.
And how is she now?
She's great. She's beside me here at the moment.
I thought I could hear a baby sort of crying.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not really crying. She loves music. That's the good thing about it, which is great, because I'm into music myself. So.
Oh, excellent. All right. Okay. Awesome. What age is she now?
She is 22 months, I think. I'll probably be killed now for if I have that wrong. But
yeah, because it's probably 22 and a half months. You're, no dinner for you.
And 2 weeks.
Yeah. And 2 weeks and 42 minutes. Did you not remember? David, good story. Listen, thanks for that.
Nice talking to you, Colin. Cheers, mate.
Take care, Leah.